The Guardian.
Drive along to the window, and here we are. Hello there, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Getting good. Used to this whole concept of drive-through. People in my ears, but we're getting there slowly.
Fantastic, thank
you.
I'm very well indeed, thanks. There are 2,000 drive-through Starbucks coffee shops in the US. This one in Cardiff Bay is Europe's first. It's very similar to a drive-through burger joint. You order at an intercom system, and seconds later pick up your drink from a window. If the Cardiff branch takes off, expect one on a street corner near you soon. But who's going to use this sort of place? Surely the point of a coffee shop is to relax, have a chat, watch the world go by for a bit. Not according to these satisfied customers.
Cool. We've all been on about it in work for ages because we work over in IKEA, and we're all sort of excited to have one before work and stuff. It's really sad. Because we've seen it, we pass it all the time, so it's been opening and stuff. It's really exciting.
So where are you going to drink yours?
I'll probably go over to work now. I start work, so I'll just have it in the office.
So it's very convenient. I guess some people might say you could just jump out and grab a coffee from the local...
Definitely, you just, it's like on the way, just grab it, and it only took 2 seconds, so it's really cool, it's really convenient.
And you was one of the first customers at this new drive-through Starbucks. What do you make of it so far?
I think it's a fantastic venture. Hopefully it'll catch on. I suppose, you know, kind of closest thing is kind of the usual Burger King, McDonald's, but this is taking a coffee a step up, so hopefully we'll see quite a few more in and around the cities.
Yeah, my name's Henry Trickey, and I'm the Director of Real Estate and Store Development for Starbucks Coffee Company in the UK and Ireland.
So why Cardiff, Henry?
Well, Cardiff we've been trading in for just over 7 years now. We've got nearly 10 stores, and we've developed a very good relationship with our customer base, and we have a very loyal customer group in Cardiff. So the brand is very well established. It's a very vibrant, exciting city. And we've decided that, our first drive-through in Europe, which is a very innovative concept, we would do very well in Wales, in Cardiff.
Not everybody is so convinced. Locals at the nearby Black and White Cafe, a good old-fashioned egg and chip sort of place, are baffled at the idea of a Starbucks drive-through. So tell me, Carl, what do you make of this drive-through Starbucks? Will you be using it?
No, I won't be using it.
Why not?
Too dear.
How much do you pay for a cup of coffee in here?
70 pence.
A decent cup of coffee?
Really good.
Best in Cardiff?
Yeah.
How often do you come here?
Every other day. For the last 30 odd years.
So what do you make of a drive-through Starbucks up the road?
Well, not for this car, is it?
Not for this.
Nice, comfortable in here. Good people own it. What happy year to me, Carl.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.